Page 16.
Part 2. Making them work. Chapter 4. And here we start with a quote from the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, the CRPD. There are four core values of human rights law of particular importance in the context of disability. They are the dignity of each individual who is deemed to be of inestimable value because of his or her inherent self-worth and not because she or he is economically or otherwise useful. The concept of autonomy or self-determination, which is based on the presumption of a capacity for self-directed action and behaviour and requires that the person be placed at the centre of all decisions affecting him or her. The inherent equality of all, regardless of difference. And the ethic of solidarity, which requires society to sustain the freedom of the person with appropriate social supports. See www.ohchr.org/en/issues/disability/pages/disabilityindex.aspx. Now, Article 1 says, Purpose. The purpose of the present convention is to promote, protect and ensure the full and equal enjoyment of all human rights and fundamental freedoms by all persons with disabilities and to promote respect for their inherent dignity. Persons with disabilities include those who have long-term physical, mental, intellectual or sensory impairments, which, in interaction with various barriers, may hinder their full and effective participation in society on an equal basis with others.
Page 17.
Now, the CRPD, like all other human rights treaties, is a moral code for how governments should behave. Of particular interest is that it's the only convention where the target group were involved fully in putting the convention together. Disabled people were often members of government delegations working on the convention, and there was a large lobby of disabled people, calling themselves the International Disability Consortium, representing DPOs and international DPOs during the elaboration process. They have since operated an e-group which gives news on what's happening and allows an exchange of views. Now, let's have a look at some history. In 1987, at a midterm evaluation of the Decade of Disabled People